Yeah, undoubtedly, what happened with the Millennium Portal opening on 11/11 has triggered with our investigation what the Lamaserie is referring to as God's portal of gold. In our investigation, when we were down inside Mount Kailash, we could see this tunnel, literally a tunnel that was at least 100 to 125 feet wide in diameter. And the closer we got into the center of the earth, the more it looked like a second sun was literally going in. And the color spectrum went from 7 to 9 blended colors into where the golden color of the sun just completely became dominant. And as we looked to the thickness of the portal, there were times where it was just looked like liquid gold lava, Jimmy, was the best way we could explain it, flowing in. And it hit me in a real powerful way. You know, we grew up, you remember our parents and our dad always talking about earth and talking about gold and silver, and said it'd be good to own some of this because God only made so much of that. And we've been talking about that, but at that moment, it became evident to me there's more gold, that there's going to be more gold that's going to be found that people don't know exists. Gold mines are going to be discovered that right now nobody even knows about. Some of the gold mines that are being suppressed from people are going to be opened up. But God was letting us know that His currency is the dominant currency in the universe, and His energy and light behind that currency vibrates at the highest frequency in 3D. It was amazing to me. You could go outside the portal and you'd see 3D, and it would be so much cooler, and you would come in, you'd be back in 5D. And then, of course, we had these angels that basically were on a 3D field trip. You know, it reminds me of my son years ago going to Marineland, and he says, "I want to go. I've never been there." And I thought about these angels, my God, they've never been out of 5D. And the only way possible for them to be here is to be inside that 5D portal. And so then, as we got around the earth, we noticed that gold and silver was surrounding the rim of the earth. And it hit me so strongly. We went back to the Lamaserie, and we had lamas coming in that had been retired for a long, long, long time. And we have the ability in the Lamaserie to create a hologram. And we projected the hologram of Revelations on one side of the wall of inside the Lamaserie, and we put the epistle of Isaiah up side by side. And different lamas and Siddha Yoga masters were going through, connecting the dots between what Isaiah was saying to the people at the same time what Jesus was saying to John in Revelations. And we realized with those two discourses that we right now are living part of Revelations and part of Isaiah. And it was just giving me chills. And one of the lamas stood up, been around, you know, a couple hundred, and he said, "Guess what? The second coming is not only about the 144,000 and what they will do, but it's actually about the earth itself simultaneously. That in the next 33 years of this reign of ascension, transformation, and judgment, we're going to see the earth go through its second birth." You know, scripture says, Jimmy, "They shall be to earth." Brother, it was obviously that investigation identified. We can safely say now, without a shadow of a doubt, that the portal is God's golden energy. Sometimes referred to as the Christ light, sometimes referred to as the Alpha in the Alpha and Omega. And we can also say, without a doubt, there are two Earths that exist now. One vibrates at one frequency and one dimension, and the other one at the other.